I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll talk about God's guidance and provision in situations of disaster and in sharing His Word. Flooding has devastated thousands internationally, and one ministry is asking you to partner with them in prayer as they address the needs. And reaching the multitudes may take hard work, but it also happens on God's timing. Find your cause today on Mission Network News. Before the recent earthquake that shook Mexico for the second time this month, both the United States and South Asia had already been experiencing extreme flooding. The flooding caused by hurricanes and monsoons has left thousands of people devastated, homeless, and in great need. Seeing this need, Global Advance wants to help through its ministry, Alpha Relief. Global Advance's David Shibley shares.
They were birthed to minister in very concrete ways to persecuted believers around the world. And so Alpha Relief does that.
However, Alpha Relief is already providing aid to those who've stayed behind in Syria.
And we go in providing very practical things like heating oil, blankets, medications, and just ministering encouragement to Christians there in Syria.
Now with an increased need, Alpha Relief is in the assessment phase to know how best to use their resources.
We just look at the human need. Realizing that we cannot respond to everything, but we can respond to that which the Holy Spirit prompts us to do.
Please pray for hearts to be sensitive and for the capacity for others to respond to this immense need. Pray also for the Holy Spirit's guidance as Alpha Relief assesses how to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. During a recent visit to eastern Ukraine, Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock also stopped in at a couple of orphanages. SGA helps support orphanages in Ukraine both through its Crisis Evangelism Fund and its Orphans Reborn program. Mock shares.
It's a heartbreaking experience to sit down on the floor of one of the orphanages and have three little boys, probably ages 3 to 4 years old, begin to climb on you and talk to you and say, will you be my daddy?
For a lot of these kids, they're orphaned by poverty and war. In fact, about 70% of the orphans in eastern Ukraine have a living relative. However, these relatives can't afford to take care of them. Mock says that these kids are desperate for a mother and father. What's more, they're desperate to know that there's more to life than the struggle they're facing.
Just pray for the eastern part of the country. Pray for the orphan children. When I think of these children and what they have to live through, it is heartbreaking. So please keep them in your prayers.
And while SGA can't help these kids find parents, it can help them find Christ's love. Through the Orphans Reborn program, local churches are empowered with resources to visit these kids, bring necessities, and to share the gospel. You can help through both prayer and giving. Watch for more details at missionnews.org. And finally, the Great Commission urges believers to go out into all the world, not just parts of it. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press is providing tools that reach out as far as possible, as efficiently as possible.
We provide a small number of topical scripture booklets, but we try to put them into as many languages as possible. And we're up to 347 languages now.
With so many ongoing translations, Williams says it's not uncommon for a particular project to go stale or quiet. However, the reboot of a recent project in Nigeria just in time for an outgoing shipment shows how God's timing is always perfect.
So we are sending an initial printing of 30,000 copies of our booklet, Help from Above, in this major language of the northern part of Nigeria. And just because in God's sovereignty, this man that had done the translation, God put it on his heart to 5 years later contact us and say, is it still a possibility?
Ministry's goal is to reach every corner of the world they can with the hope of the gospel, but they need your prayer and support to make it happen.
It's not just a Western or an English God. He is the God of all, and he speaks the same language, and his word is the same.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.